Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. You heard it right. We're giving away $10,000 a day on the KJM 10K a day giveaway. This is day 17. We have given away $162,500 so far, because we're giving away $2,500 every single hour. We are on the air between now and the end of the show, December 7th. It's pretty good. You just stay tuned. 10 past the hour, you hear the winning word, text it to 777-000. That's it. That's all you got to do. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. As I mentioned, we're coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Before we get to the Bills, guys, and the game last night, Key, you're going to SC Utah tonight. How you feeling about things?
We're going to Vegas.
I'm good, man. I'm confident. I'm feel nice and calm. You know, it's been a long time since we've been in this position. But I think they got an opportunity and a chance. They sit at number four right now in the CFP. They win this football game, they could punch their ticket for sure. And our sights could be set on Georgia. I would assume UGA is going to take care of business against LSU. Well, we have to start by doing it today. Last time out, we lost to Utah by 2 points in an overtime up in Utah. This is at a neutral site in Las Vegas in the Raiders stadium. The tight end, Dalton Kincaid, accounted for like 16 catches for like 240 yards and a touchdown. And tight ends have been our Achilles heel on the defensive side of the ball. On top of that, Troy Dye's not in the lineup, who's in the lineup the first time around, who's out now. And then Austin Jones takes his spot, a transfer from Stanford, who's pretty good. And Caleb Williams, obviously the Heisman front runner, the favorite to win the Heisman, had a pretty good game, 5 touchdowns, a little bit over 350 yards the last time out against Utah. But Utah got a pretty good offense as well in Cam Rising. So quarterback in Cam Rising that does some similar things to Caleb. They got a shutdown corner over there, Clark Phillips, but I want to see him up against Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison played well a little bit last time out, but then he got hurt, so he didn't even finish the game. But now he's 100% healthy, so I want to see what Clark Phillips does against him, because I'm betting on Jordan Addison. My money's on three. He wears number three, too, so, yeah, my money's on three.
Are you excited for the game, Keon? I don't really sense a lot of, like, excitement in your voice. Is it more like we, coming into this game, our expectations, like, this is, we win. We win today's game. Like, is that where USC is now? Like,
here it is.
Pac-12 championship game, like, there really isn't excitement because you're like, the standard is back to where it should be. Like, this is a win for us. Are you excited?
No, I'm excited about it, but I'm just kind of like, I'm taking it all in.
You'll get excited now that that song's playing.
James jumped in my ear and said, it sounds like Bill Belichick talking about USC.
That's why you hire Lincoln Riley, Key. You hire Lincoln Riley so that you have a high-flying offense that gets you into the tournament, that gets you into the playoff, but you ain't going to win the playoff. But gets you there. That's why you hire Lincoln Riley.
Why don't do that to Max?
You don't even have a damn football team at your school you went to.
You're not even qualified. Marcellus Wiley starred at Columbia.
You're not even qualified to talk about USC in their football program. Be quiet, man.
Key, as much as I love you and I want to see you guys win, I kind of want to see you guys lose.
No, we're not going to lose.
I know. I'm just saying, if you guys lose, then my Buckeyes get in, even though I have to wear this Michigan jersey. And I got respect for Jake Moody.
But I lost a bet.
Like, I'm wearing it.
But Ohio State doesn't deserve to get in.
Well, you guys won't deserve after you guys lose tonight.
You don't deserve to get in if you lose. Stop. That's just the bottom. You had your opportunity. Stop. You didn't take care of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I'm hoping that you guys lose.
You didn't. Everything was in your hands. Now you're hoping for something else and a miracle.
Well, that's what happens.
You can't do that. I think SC wins this football game. It'll be a tough fall game, a high-scoring game, because our defense, we don't have a great defense.
I'm texting you the whole night. I'm texting you the whole night. I know you're not going to respond.
It's interesting for is it Allegiant Stadium? What's the name of that? Vegas. I think it's Allegiant Stadium.
Right? Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. They don't have good service Wi-Fi in the stadium.
That's a good
excuse. It's a brand-new stadium. They just don't have it. So I don't think I'll be answering anybody's calls. But, yes, I am excited.
By the way,
I can't wait to get there.
Are you sitting in the VIP area? Like
I'm sitting. I don't really know where I'm sitting, but I will not be in an exposed box. Yeah. That's for sure. that part, I will not be exposed. I'll be at the game, and you may see me walk on the sideline and give the fake wave and the fake smile and all that, and then I'm going to sit down and watch the game.
Are you wearing the shades again real quick?
Well, it's indoors, and it's not daytime. That's a Max thing, shades indoors.
Max, yes, when I have eye indoors? Surgery, I would.
Yeah, if you have wore shades here on the show.
I had eye surgery.
Whatever you want to say, you wore shades. But did you not wear shades?
That's true. By the way, no shame in my game. If I wore shades, that's what I did.
Even when you didn't, you was walking around.
Don't worry about what I do.
MGM.
You guys want the videotape, man? Follow me around.
MGM, wearing shades, doing boxing matches, walking around 10 years ago.
Key and Jay on the computer. Like, let's see what Max did today.
Key doesn't have a computer. You and I are the ones.
That's true. Key got a Betamax.
You say I don't have a computer?
No, we're just talking about having, like, laptops, computers. Not saying you don't have a computer.
I don't want to look smart.
Why are you so defensive?
Do you know what Doug Kazarian, he was on this Just In, terrific show, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, handsome host. He said yesterday
it's
that Alabama. I didn't say new.
You said terrific.
I said
new show.
And on top of that, Jay, what you're doing right there and what Max does with his computer, you don't think I could do this with my phone?
That's right. Same thing. Right. But the point is, Alabama right now 50-1 odds to win the whole thing, but there is a path for them. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if Alabama?
Alabama's not getting in.
I don't think so either. But it's not impossible.
They already. Screwed theirs up. Stop trying to get all these other teams in. The Pac-12 is going
to
represent USC this year.
And we're going to go and
pounce all over Georgia at the Peach Bowl.
Wow.
I think that's where it would be, right? 1-4. I think 1-4 is Peach Bowl.
I just need you to join in my misery. Watching Coach K lose to North Carolina twice last year and the misery that you gave me off of it. I need you to join me.
Lincoln Riley,
but
step
y'all
one.
Good, though.
We ain't talking about we weren't good. What
y'all
are you talking
just a
about?
Name with, y'all,
have
the
you
name,
seen Paolo Bencao this year? Have you been watching him in Orlando?
Yeah, he's in the
what
pros.
What are you talking about?
Y'all didn't do anything
erroneous.
With him in
That's
college. Y'all wasted his talent.
Let's go, Quiet. Utah!
Bowl season is looming. Tune in tonight for the Pac-12 championship game presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Twitter account. Pete from USC. Flood Jay's Twitter account with hate mail.
So the Bills beat the Patriots 24-10. Last night, and the question is this now. How many teams in the AFC, remember the Bills preseason, they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl, and Josh Allen's going to win Player of the Universe and all that stuff, right?
Player of the Universe.
How many teams right now are better than the Bills in the AFC? How many? Who would you take over the Bills in the AFC?
Kansas City.
One.
One. We'll take the Dolphins over.
Cincinnati, you're taking? Two.
Cincinnati, I'm taking.
Jay was taking the Dolphins.
Two. Dolphins.
But you're taking different teams, but you both have the Bills third.
I think I would probably have the Bengals right there. I would probably have them over them.
Let's see what happens.
Doesn't mean that the Bills
Chiefs.
Can't beat any of these teams now, because the Bills can beat any of these teams. I'm just saying where they are now.
Fully healthy, I feel like front to back, both sides of the ball, they might be the best on paper. But I like the Patrick Mahomes team. Like, you got Patrick Mahomes and you're good. I like Patrick Mahomes. And the truth is, with the chips on the line, I love Joe Burrow, too.
Yeah, let me guess, Key. Shocker. You're not taking the Dolphins as a better team than the Bills. Shocker.
No, I took Kansas City in Cincinnati.
By the way, guys, look at that. Interesting, because Baltimore, my preseason pick to win the Super Bowl, is still among the top five with the odds. Kansas City plus 200. They're the favorites. Buffalo's right behind them, plus 225. Miami plus 700 is in third. Baltimore, this is on ESPN2 right now. Baltimore plus 800 fourth. So the Ravens, even with all the injuries, they got Lamar Jackson, so they're fourth. And Cincinnati, fifth, plus 900. That's the AFC.
Jay, I don't have anything against the Dolphins, man. I could care less.
It's pretty apparent now.
No, it's not apparent.
No, everybody understands. You don't have to – even when you say something good about the Dolphins, it feels forced, you know, and that's okay.
Forced. I'm just giving my honest opinion.
Yeah, sure.
Because when they go to San Francisco Sunday,
see, here it comes.
And if they lose the game, then what are you going to say?
Well, well I'm not gonna say it's it. Just the one game. I'm not, They're I'm not. Still in it.
They are still in it. They are still in it. I mean, you're waiting for to say, I told you so.
No, I'm not waiting for that. I'm going to have the opportunity at some point in time to tell you I told you so, just see, like I did with the Arizona Cardinals. For 3 years, you tried to run this muck on me about the air raid and a little guy and this and that.
You haven't said a word lately about the Cardinals. So you're saying the Cardinals and the Dolphins are the same thing?
What I am saying.
They'll have quarterbacks under 6'1".
What I am saying is when I tried to tell you something about the Cardinals, you became at getting red of C red or whatever those things are in Arizona people. Get him. Same thing. Your little narrative you try to set with the Miami Dolphin fans, just like you got Arizona people all riled up and you're doing it with the Dolphins.
You're doing that on your own. I'm
bottom fall out
up.
Of it. The bottom fall out of it. You're going to be sitting there. Then you'll move on to another team. He'll move on to like, I don't know. He'll pick a Detroit. He'll be a Detroit Lion guy.
Oh, he's clearly a Michigan fan. Look at him.
That's what he'll do.
I lost the bet.
Max, he did the same damn thing with the Cardinals.
What are you talking about?
Jay, we will go.
Go to the tape. I enjoy watching Kyler Murray play. What's up with that? Was it not exciting?
Listen, I'm the same way the whole time. I'm either a Georgia or a Michigan fan. I'll tell you which one. I'm going to reveal it after the playoff. All right, listen. It's time for the winning word. And the winning word of the hour, you text this to 777-000. You've entered for your chance to win $2,500 during the KJM 10K a day giveaway. The winning word is excited. EXCITED, excited. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. See, Key didn't look or sound excited when he was talking about the playoff game, trying to keep it cool. And then they started playing the fight song. And Key's his little glint in his eye.
I just
gleam in his eye.
Jay want me to be screaming and carrying on.
No, you just
play the
like
fight song. Let's see. Just watch Key when you play
like
the fight song.
Like Bill Belichick. That's all.
Y'all really ain't getting him on this show no more.
There it is. There it is. See, look, his whole face lights up when he hears that song. He's
Hey man, just listen to it.
Oh. See,
how could you not want to come out of the tunnel to that?
Will anyone beat Patrick Mahomes for NFL MVP?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
But it's time for Take It or Shake It. Pat Costello, Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger. Take it away.
The Eagles are the best team in the NFL. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it. I'm glad we all took it.
I think the Eagles are right there, but I think for my money right now, based on what I've seen, the Dallas Cowboys are the best team in the National Football League. Off of last week's victory or a week and a half ago victory over the Giants, they just look crisp. Everything looks smooth, especially in the second half of that football game. And I know the Giants were beat up, but for my money right now, and I know people hate the Cowboys for whatever reason, I just think that they're the best team today.
Don't worry, James Steele, our producer. I will defend your pride.
Yeah.
It's Kansas City. Come on. We just said 2 weeks ago Kansas City was the best team. Like, until somebody dethrones KC, Kansas City is the best team in the NFL.
Well, it's funny because I'm gonna shake it because Patrick Mahomes makes the Chiefs the best on any given day. But when you say team, like front to back, the whole roster, the two I think about are the Eagles in the NFC and the Bills in the AFC. I didn't pick either one to get out of the conference, but like the whole roster front to back, both sides, they got the best overall roster. It's just they don't have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, see, you would never pick the Cowboys. Even though the Cowboys are good all the way around and 100%. The quarterback has been playing pretty good football, you will never pick them.
Never.
So it doesn't matter. And I'm not picking them because I played for them. They were, on Tuesday, they were my number one team in my rankings, if you remember, Jay.
Terrible. I'm not picking them because I played for them either.
Yeah, they were. They were number one team.
I'm shaking that list.
Shocker, James.
James.
I'm the angry Chiefs fan.
Show full of agendas.
But I didn't say the Chiefs wasn't winning the Super Bowl, and I didn't say they wasn't coming out of the AFC. I never said that. I just said right now the best team in the National Football League from my eyes and my money is the Dallas Cowboys with Pollard and Zeke and CeeDee Lamb, and when they grab OBJ, you'll see.
You see, James, that's all I'm gonna say. He hit you with that New York City slickness. That's what he did
Terrible list. Shaking the list.
Yeah, same. Somebody will beat Patrick Mahomes for MVP. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that.
Yeah, I don't
think
anybody's beating Patrick Mahomes. He's too far out in front. I know Jay wants Tua to be there in his hip pocket, but it's not going to happen. Patrick Mahomes is by far the best player in the National Football, the most valuable player in the National Football League this year.
So Max and I were talking about this while we were in break. And
man, what did he just do?
Let me tell you what Max was going to say. So I can say, typically Max speaks for me on this show, but now I'm going to speak for Max. Mm. We were talking about, go ahead and let Tua beat the 49ers in San Francisco this weekend. And let Patrick Mahomes slip and look bad against Joe Burrow and Joe Burrow win. Then let's talk about what that conversation looks like on Monday.
100% key. Like, I agree, Patrick Mahomes will win MVP. But when you were like, no, he's too out far, Tua can't catch him. I'm just saying, if Tua beats the Niners.
No, you can't say it because I just said it for you.
You're
going to say the same thing.
I'm going to say the exact same thing. If Tua beats the Niners and looks good, think of how you're going to feel the next morning, how everyone's going to feel, what everyone's going to be writing about, talking about, the whole thing. It's going to change the narrative.
So you're saying that's
whereas we used to say, flip the script.
The script.
So what Jay was saying is what you were saying is
I like to say it, though. I like to be the one saying the thing.
Yes. That's how it's typically works, right. James. Yeah.
See, no.
Sounds about right.
No, James, this is what it was. See, what Jay was saying is what I was saying is what Jay was saying. Now
yeah,
I say
something like that.
Go ahead.
Makes
if Tua were to beat the 49ers and Patrick Mahomes were to lose to Cincinnati, then Tua would get closer to the MVP conversation.
Yeah.
That's not out of the question.
No, right.
But he's so far out in front, it's going to take a couple losses by Patrick Mahomes to catch him.
Giannis will be a New York Knick in the next few years. Take it or shake it.
Shake it. If anything, he's going to be a Laker.
Shake it.
He will not be a Laker because he will not follow LeBron James. I'm just trying to tell you that right now.
What? Well, I talked to Giannis last night.
What did he say? What did he say?
He told me he was going to play a game tonight.
Okay. He told me he was going to play a game tonight. I'm just saying, it looked, being there in the garden, seeing that, watching it, it looked right. And I'm not a Knick guy. I'm saying this, not being a Knick guy. Trust me, I like seeing them in perpetual turmoil. I enjoy it. I enjoy Stephen A. Smith's rants every single day about being horrible. I see it.
The reason I'm going to take it is because...
You're taking anything right now.
No, the bottom line is, if I hear Key start to talk about something in football, and it sounds like it just came out of thin air, but he has reasons for saying it. No, I'm just telling you, mark my words, I'm reading between the lines. And when I hear Jay Will start to float some idea out there, I'm reading between the lines. I'm taken.
So you're going to take what Jay said
and
use it on this just in?
Perhaps. That's a great idea.
Is it not good enough to use on this just in? Are we not good enough to use our ideas on this just in?
I credit you. You know how often I say your guys' names on that show? If you ever watched it, you would know.
It's good producing by Key.
I'm taking a nap.
Max just says what we all say on that show and just rephrases it.
No, I just say what you all say on this show and rephrase it. What?
do like most shows, huh?
We're building.
Jay, I want you to start on this one. Luka Doncic and James Harden are the same player. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Take that, John, yo.
It's the same thing. Look, I've had some conversations with some people over the last couple of days. But like, Luka's in the MVP conversation, even though they are 1-7 on the road, okay? And they lost their last 6 of 8 games. But it's not like he has bums on his team, people. Like, and everybody's always saying, well, he needs another superstar. I'm like, I hear that. But this is also true. Like, Bertans is a guy that can shoot the heck out of the ball. He's putting in work in D.C. Christian Wood is a star. He's coming off the bench now. Spencer Dinwiddie can get you buckets, Tim Hardaway Jr. But when you don't touch the rock for 6 or 7 possessions, and then you finally do get the ball, and it's like, how come you're not doing anything? Well, Luka just dominates the ball. It's 100%. The same thing as James Harden in his prime.
100%, and it's going to come down to this. Harden, by the way, was able to get a team farther than they ought to have gotten. Remember, they had home court against the fully loaded KD Warriors. The Rockets did because they had Harden. But then they missed every shot, right? If Luka first has to get to the level where he can do that, then he's got to hit some of those shots, right? But right now, that's not how you win in the modern game. I mean, you put up numbers, you'll get to a certain point, but you ain't winning championships like that.
Is Luka going to win the final, Jay? He's going to win the championship?
Key, I'm starting to lean more towards the fact that I think Luka's lack of success will make us – I mean, he got to the Western Conference Finals like James Harden. But, like, I think it's going to make us look at James Harden a little bit differently, too, about how hard it is to win with that style of basketball.
No, I'm all good with Harden, except that in the moment of truth, he missed too many times. Too many times it was like, come on, man, you got to hit that.
Well, you can see that now. Like, just watch Luka. Like, every possession, he has to create something. So, at the end of the day, if you're getting your team all the way there, how could you not be tired? Like, how could you not be tired? You have to do everything all the time. Yep.
All right, one more real quick. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jell-O is elite. Take it or shake it.
What?
Shake it.
Take it. All right, Glenn, we all agree.
Who said Jell-O is elite?
Yeah, like, these guys hate Jell-O. I like Jell-O, but it's not elite.
It's elite.
It's not elite.
It's delicious. Yeah,
on the bench.
You got to shake
awesome.
That, John.
Shake that, John. What'd you
it's
say,
not
James?
Not even really in the rotation.
The only reason why they even still selling Jell-O is because of the brand. They're not selling it because it's good.
That's a good point, actually.
Wrong.
They got to put the Jell-O. I can't say that. I can't even. Jeez.
Hey, yo.
I'm
going to let Max get ready to go to SportsCenter, and then I'm going to just lay out right now.
Thank you,
John.
Could Tom Brady end up back in New England? Or to put it another way, could Bill Belichick once again one day win a playoff game? That's the same thing. I'm saying the same thing.
Guess Bill won't be coming on this show.
That's after Key has this. Apparently, if he's afraid of the truth. Key doesn't have this.
What?
I have this from SportsCenter.
I just told you that.
Shake that, John.
And Hot News or Not News is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Guys, Tom Brady reportedly could return to New England this or next season. Hot news or not news?
It's not
Key.
News.
Oh, I thought, okay. Never mind. I would say it's not news because I don't think it's going to happen. It's just floating out there. It's not news, okay? Tom Brady's not returning back to New England. If anything, he's going to really retire and go into broadcasting and live his life.
Look, man, it's not news to me. I don't see that reunion being feasible. And I think everything that Tom Brady has gone through this year for the love and appreciation he has for football, I think he has greater love and appreciation for his kids. And I think that those two eventually are going to come to a head.
I mean, kids are great, but football, Jay. Listen, I'll say this. I'll say this about Tom Brady. I was trying to think, what's the upside for Brady and they don't have enough, et cetera, et cetera. The whole argument about, was it more Brady or Belichick? I keep saying the great argument of the 21st century in sports. We got our answer. So far, clearly, the evidence suggests it's more Brady. Now, here's how you end the argument if you're Brady, though, Jay. Go back to Belichick, who has failed to win a playoff game without you. It'll happen again this year. Winning playoff games with Belichick again. Then you made your point because, like, look, he never won without me. I show up, boom, all the Super Bowls. I leave, boom, I win a Super Bowl. I play in the playoffs. I come back just like that. We win playoff games again. It's over. It's finished. Nail in the coffin. The debate is over. I'm out. All right. Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst, joins us now. Tom Brady could reportedly, it's not out of the question, return to New England. Hot news or not news, Sam?
No, not news. Don't go. Why? Why? They're bad right now. They're really, really bad. You want to go there and rebuild with those offensive coordinators? Maybe you get a different offensive coordinator, but no.
Well, McDaniel should be back pretty soon, right?
Oh, here we go.
With Jacoby Myers, Devontae Parker, like you want to rebuild with that? That's what you want to go back to prove a point, Max?
You don't want to. Why would he go back to New England?
No.
I mean, your point's okay. Go and redeem Bill Belichick.
No. Just end the like the argument. People like Key are still trying to argue. Oh,
there
Belichick.
There is no people like Key. The facts are the facts, Max.
It's true.
What are the facts, Key? What are the facts?
Are nine seasons without Brady as a quarterback, one playoff win in his career.
Facts.
Sam, if a coach finds you, gives you an opportunity when nobody else wanted you, develops you, you win three Super Bowls essentially because you ran the football, you played defense, and Vinatieri kicked the field goal, and Bill Belichick called the defense at the time, along with Romeo Crennel, and you win three Super Bowls. You go on and you start to allow Tom Brady to become Tom Brady with Charlie Weiss's offense. You then get Josh McDaniels. You're putting the ball all over the field. You're putting up some numbers. And now you win in more Super Bowls. So, therefore, you're deemed as the best quarterback in NFL history. One, because you now have an elite offense, explosive with Randy Moss. And then you're winning Super Bowls and you've gone to nine under Bill Belichick, but you won six. But it's about you and not you and Bill collectively together? I mean, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
You did leave and go to Tampa Bay and win in your first year out.
On a loaded, stacked team.
It was loaded.
That had a quarterback problem, and the quarterback problem that they had was Jameis Winston.
You are right.
They insert him into the lineup along with Antonio Brown, Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette, in a defense that brings in Sue, with a defensive coordinator in Todd Bowles that, by the way, dominated that year defensively, and a young coordinator in Byron Leftwich, and you win the Super Bowl because you do just enough to not screw it up and enough to win it.
Sam, this is the typical thing that happens.
Last year he did lead the league in passing yards.
What no one wants to address is this elephant in the room. Forget about all that. He's had nine seasons, including this one, without Brady as his quarterback. He has one playoff win in nine seasons as a head coach. You take all that aside, what about those nine seasons?
You can't argue with that. You can't. Key, you have a great point. Tampa was loaded. And I was on Tampa the year before, so I know how great the defense was. I know they were a quarterback away. They believed that. They had the receivers.
Sam,
Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, all that.
Sam, don't let him – you're young, so you don't remember Bill Belichick when he coached in Cleveland. You were still probably in, like, junior high or something. Or maybe even elementary.
Probably right.
He coached for the Cleveland damn Browns. You're not going to go to the playoffs coaching for the Cleveland Browns back then.
Excuses.
Don't let him do this.
A lot of excuses.
Don't let him do it.
What about this year, though, Key? This year.
They don't have a good team.
Oh.
The quarterback's not good, and they don't have a good team.
Last year, Tom got nine bites at the apple. The year before.
Sam Acho, Aaron Rodgers says he's...
COVID. Don't you tell me anything the year before.
He understands potentially having to sit. Listen to Aaron Rodgers.
I'd love to finish the season out, and but I understand, you know, this is a business, and, you know, there's a lot of us kind of older guys who, you know, play a decent amount, or they might want to see some younger guys play. So, you know, hopefully we don't have to have that conversation. But if that conversation comes up, you know, I'll approach that with an open mind and without any bitterness or resentment. You know, obviously, like I said, I want to win out, and we don't have to have those conversations.
So he's open to it if they're mathematically eliminated, playing the kid. He's open-minded about it. Hot news or not news, Sam Acho?
I'll go not news, but I said this yesterday. He sounds so calm and nonchalant. Of course he's open to it. He got 59.6 .5 million guaranteed next year. So, of course, I want to win. I'd like to win. I'd like to do this. But one thing I know, I'm getting that $60 million next year, whether y'all want to give it to me or not. And so I'm surprised to hear him say it that way. But then you think about it, go like, look behind the words. Yeah, I'm paid. Look at all this money in front of me right now. Like, that's all mine. So if you want to bench me, great. I'm not retiring.
Look at the remainder of his contract.
$59.3 million, 31.6. That's the cap hit. But next year, the money he gets,
it's 59.
It's 59.
So he got $60 million coming.
So yeah, if y'all want to bench me, look at the younger guys. Sure, but I'm in complete control. I'm in the catbird seat. I'm here.
Yeah, I think it's hot news. I think the fact that Aaron Rodgers is willing to surrender and get them to have them take a look at the young guys, just the fact that he said that, it becomes hot news. Because what does that mean? Does that mean that Aaron Rodgers is like, yo, y'all going to move me after this year? I want to be traded? Or what does it mean? Or am I going to still be here and y'all can keep playing with the young dude? Like Sam is saying, I got my 60 racks regardless. That means $60 million, Max, just in case you didn't get it.
But to me, this is not news, right? This is like Aaron Rodgers, the politician, because we really know what time it is. Like, I'm going to say the right thing. Look at me. I'm a good teammate. Even though, Acho, the details are exactly what you said they are, right? Like, and he is going to play until they're mathematically eliminated. But, you know, I'll say the right thing. Sure.
But I guess it's different because he doesn't usually say the right. Aaron Rodgers usually says whatever he wants to say in whatever way he wants to say it. And you made a great point yesterday, Max, of saying, wow, this sounds a little bit more political is not the right word, but sounds more like a good teammate. Yeah. But that's not who he's been in his career. So maybe he's changed and grown, and now he's like, you know what? Let me see, Sam is peeling that one layer off and going, let me see what's in there.
Yeah. That's why I do think it's a little bit political. It's like one of those maneuvering moves, because now you're saying sure. Maybe he has grown, he's changed it. Like he got you talking about it.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I agree with what Key and you were saying yesterday, Jay. Rodgers is coming off more likable now. Like, even if that's, well, it's calculated. Let's say it is.
Yeah.
I don't know that it is, but let's say it is. That's part of being a leader, right? Yeah, like you gotta get people to think, you know, you're this
so
guy's
why did
all right.
It take so long for him to you know, be the kind of leader that we're saying you're saying
he had to grow, maybe, you know,
he's 40,
maybe the ayahuasca
you're playing
off.
For 20 something.
Oh, the ayahuasca wore off.
Yeah, wore off. Yeah.
That, or maybe you kicked in. That is, hey, Sam Acho.
Sam, did you got my belt, my two-sided Gucci belt? Gucci on one side, Louis Vuitton on the other with a Ferragamo buckle.
I was expecting you to be here in studio. I'm sitting in your seat right now. I'm wondering, like, where are you at, though? Like, that's kind of what, you know, where?
I'm out in sunny Southern California.
Well, why? Raining why? Right now. Why are you not here with us in studio making magic?
Because I go watch
USC. They're going to lose tonight to Utah.
USC?
Yeah, they're going to lose tonight to Utah.
Watching. You know they lost. His whole demeanor changes. Look,
he start coughing and leaning back. He's scared. You know y'all lost 42-43 last time y'all played. Y'all y'all have the biggest chance to upset at anybody in the championship weekend. True or false?
O-H-I-O.
True or false?
Hot news or not news? Deuces.
He's not saying anything. He knows about to lose.
Oh, it's intense.
No, you know what it is?
Y'all tweeted Keyshawn.
The fight song plays, his whole demeanor. He almost choked to death and he was smiling when the fight song started to play.
Sam.
It's a fresh fight song. There's just no two ways about it.
We'll be okay, Sam. We'll be okay.
Hey, Key, I'll have it for you and come in studio next week.
Coming up, how legit is Michigan as a national championship threat? Look, we got a guy with a Michigan jersey on right now.
Lost a bet.
In studio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Jay, you think Michigan is legit? You must. You have the jersey, rocking the 13.
So look, some business partners. We had a bet, and the bet was that if I lost, which I didn't think Ohio State would lose, that I'd donate money to a charity and also, you know, wear a jersey on live TV. And the other bet was that he is a teacher at Michigan. That if he had lost, he had to wear an Ohio State jersey in school the whole day while teaching classes, and he would donate money to a charity of my sort. So I got Jake Moody's jersey, and he has a charity for cancer research that they do with the Children's Hospital at Michigan. So I support the cause, and Jake, lucky Big Ten Kicker of the Year. He's a phenomenal kid. We got, you know, connected, spoke to him. Incredible young human being. Wish him all the best of luck, and I still hope they lose. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
That's all right.
You know, that's fine. That. That's why I wear the jersey, you know?
It is interesting, Harbaugh. Like, think of how embattled early on. You got to beat that. You got to beat your rival. You got to do this.
I asked a question the other day. Is he the best coach in college football? I mean, you got Nick.
It's the biggest turnaround.
Biggest,
like,
turnaround.
When it looked like it was going one way for him, Key, and talk about flipping the script on what's going on last couple seasons.
They stayed the course, though, right? They didn't panic. Michigan stayed the course. And you know, about 3-4 years ago, it was $8 million for some khakis to roam up and down the sideline. And now it's paying off. Now to finish the deal, right, get to the championship, because he's beaten Ohio State two years in a row. Now you got to get to the championship and win the championship game. Don't – you know, that's the next steps.
Yeah, right. And it's nice that you beat your rivals and all that, and now you got to take the next step. But staying the course is tough
when
it looks bad.
But it's good to see Michigan, you know, in college football back – back to where they belong in terms of you know, the standard that was set way back with Bo Schembechler and that those teams that they had back in the day. It's good to see that.
It's also good to have Coach Luke Fickell, Wisconsin head coach, join us now. Morning, Coach.
How we doing?
What's happening, Luke?
Oh man, just trying to get to find a little rhythm here.
Yeah, I get it. I understand it. You know, why Wisconsin? What made you, after a year ago being suited by many schools, decide to say, you know what, it's the right time this year, the right school, the right situation?
I think a lot of those things you just said kind of lined up, and it started with timing. You know, I really was in a great place, felt great about what was going on, and you know, family was in a great place, and you know, all of a sudden things are timing wise where, you know, if you're ever going to do this, you know, your kids are somewhat at that age, you know, and that's important to us. And then all of a sudden, you know, my wife and I, we had sat down a couple years ago and kind of put that little thing like list, you know, hey, if these things come open, it's really hard during a season to truly, really kind of go through them in your head. Like you can't, I can't, I don't do a good job of that compartmentalizing. Like, well, just think about it here tonight for a couple hours and then go back to work and do your thing. And so we'd always kind of had this little, hey, if, you know, these things happen, where would we pick up and move the family? And this was one that we always said, like, look, I've loved the culture here. I've loved what they've done. Actually, at times didn't like them because you had to compete against them. But I've always known that the community, the area, the city is something that we felt like would be something our family could really kind of thrive in. And it all kind of came to fruition. I mean, timing was everything, and these kind of this opportunity came open, and you know, we kind of say, hey, I think it's this. We knew it was the right place, but it was also the right time.
Luke, I've heard a lot of business leaders say this statement where sometimes you need to assemble the plane after you've already jumped off the cliff. You know, what are your thoughts on coaching Wisconsin's bowl game between you and Jim Leonard, considering he was Wisconsin's defensive coordinator and also the interim head coach? How is that going to work?
I don't know if we know exactly how it's going to work just yet. Jim and I have spent a lot of time together, and not that we've had a relationship before, but, you know, we've known each other. Our bunch of our guys had come up here a couple years ago and spent a couple days in the summer and studied ball with them. So there was obviously a mutual kind of respect of things. And this is Jim's home. I mean, you know, so I don't worry about anything that's going to kind of go on, you know, in the next 3-4 weeks as we try to figure out where we even go in the future, because I have the utmost respect for Jim and what he's done. And I kind of been in this situation before, and that's kind of, Jim and I been able to sit down and talk about it. I said 2011 was very similar, and I know how I felt about my alma mater and how I felt about it moving forward, and I would do anything to make it better. And you know what? Jim's the same way. So kind of envisioning where this is going in the next 3 or 4 weeks, I know this. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be a part of the bowl game. I want to coach in the bowl game. I told him whether I'm coaching the punter or you know, I'm the head coach, because I want to be around these guys and I want to build a relationship.
New Wisconsin football head coach Luke Fickell joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Coach, how much, when you looked at everything, you obviously mentioned 2011, you played at Ohio State, you understand the region, the landscape, the conference. How much did that play in you making the decision, you know what, this is what I want to do, this is where I want to be? Because you had opportunities in the past. There was a Michigan State rumblings around a couple years ago. Hey, Michigan State could be the opportunity. There was a USC sniffing around last year, but then you make this decision in Wisconsin.
It has a lot to do with the area. It has a lot to do with the conference, to be honest with you. And it has a lot to do with the landscape of college football, to be quite honest as well. And do we really know where the landscape exactly of college football is going, or, you know, college athletics in general? No, but I know that the Big Ten is at the forefront of whatever is going to happen and wherever it's going. So those kind of things kind of add into you. You know, grew up a Big Ten fan, obviously played in the Big Ten, coached in the Big Ten for a while. So, I mean, in my heart, I know darn well that that's where I've always believed, you know, I wanted to be at some point in time. So that's like how I said, like, it's crazy. In the past, you know, if things happen, like, you know, you brought me on your show a couple of years ago, and or maybe a year ago, whatever, was asking about your alma mater. And you know, things kind of pull at your heart. And even when you think about those things, I was always finding reasons not to do it. And then in this time, as I started to think about them, I started finding reasons why I wanted to do it. And it kind of hit me, and that kind of gave me the idea, you know what, this is the time and this is the place. Do you really know? And there's no magic crystal ball or anything like that, but things lined up, and my heart and my mind were in the right place, in the same place. And like you said, that's why you kind of take that leap of faith and jump.
Luke Fickell, now Wisconsin head coach, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Best of luck.
Good luck, Luke.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
But Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Franchise quarterback Mike White, really?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.